This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M,
everything Limestone Coast.
Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. More than 270,000 Sydneysiders asked to stay home for 3 days after the COVID-19 cluster up there hit 17. It comes just a day after South Australia dropped all border restrictions. Our state is yet to issue a response, but if it gets much worse, authorities will be forced to act. Dr. Andrew Miller from the Australian Medical Association says there are a few reasons he's worried.
Firstly, that they don't know where it's come from. Secondly, that it's so widespread before it's been adequately detected. And thirdly, that it's affecting things like aged care or ready.
Plans for a mental health hub in the Limestone Coast are on the go. Lifeline Southeast is conducting a community study to assess the demand for such a service. It's got an online anonymous survey with hundreds of responses so far. The survey's on the Lifeline Southeast Facebook page. A trio of recently completed Year 12s have found an interesting way of filling in their newfound spare time. They have camped outside the new Krispy Kreme store at Mount Gambier to make sure they're first in line for its opening tomorrow. They'll get a year's supply of donuts being first through the doors. It'll also get them in the box seat for a special commemorative Blue Lake donut, celebrating the company's first hot light factory in regional SA. To sport now, and Mount Gambier in District T20 action was called off once again overnight due to a damp wicket. Organisers are persisting with a full fixture though, rescheduling the matches to January 28. And to the community switch, there are calls for the federal government to invest $7.2 billion into social housing to make a serious dent in homelessness and turbocharge economic recovery. Spokesperson for Everybody's Home, Kate Colvin, says SA's homelessness rate will increase 11.5% and 25.1% of households will experience housing stress if something isn't done.
And in South Australia, that would be a $270 million investment, and that would create 900 homes, but it would also generate 535 jobs a year for 4 years.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.